This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama has its share of corrupt politicians. One high-profile example is former House Speaker Mike Hubbard, who was convicted of using his public office for personal gain. A bill in the legislature would make changes to ethics laws that critics say would actually encourage corruption. But the bill stalled in committee this week. We hear more about that and other action in the legislature from Don Daly. He's host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. He explains the flashpoints with this ethics bill.
Critics obviously have contended that this ethics reform legislation would gut the current ethics law, would weaken it. The sponsor of the legislation, Senator Greg Allbritton of Atmore, says that his goal is to bring more clarity, to alleviate some confusion over the ethics bill, and as he puts it, to draw a clear line between the ethical and the criminal. Obviously, some of the aspects have gained a lot of attention in the headlines in the last week. Lawmakers could accept gifts from lobbyists as long as they're reported, a lessening of certain ethical penalties, and a giving over of a lot of the authority to investigate such matters to local district attorneys versus the Alabama Ethics Commission. It's certainly churned up a lot of controversy over the last week.
Well, the committee that was considering the bill this week delayed a vote on it. How dead is it then?
Yes, there are some who are calling it dead for the session, but Senator Allbritton tells us that it's not dead as far as he is concerned. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Cam Ward of Alabaster, this week carried over the legislation, saying he had some problems with it and that he did not intend to bring it back up before the Senate Judiciary Committee. When we asked Senator Greg Allbritton about that, he said that he and Senator Ward obviously disagree over this legislation, but that as Senator Allbritton puts it, he doesn't give up easy, and he's not giving up on this legislation just yet.
Well, a bill that did make it through a Senate committee this week would block local governments from banning plastic bags and other single-use containers. It also blocks them from assessing any fee related to them. What do supporters of this legislation have to say about the proposal?
Senator Steve Livingston of Scottsboro is sponsoring this legislation in the upper chamber, and he says it's all about uniformity, about not having certain cities have bans on plastic bags or taxes on plastic bans, and then others not having it. He says there's a lot of confusion over what he's aiming to do. Some of these local laws were enacted, obviously, to guard against pollution and littering, and he says that's a whole separate issue from his legislation. Senator Livingston says, again, it's about uniformity of commerce and conducting business. He says these pollution issues connected to plastic bags need to be addressed, but that would be in separate legislation.
And when you say local rules, as I understand it, there's no city or county in Alabama that's made such a move yet.
That's my understanding as well, but they want to prevent them from doing so because apparently this is a growing movement in other states, and I assume that the concern is it could eventually come to Alabama.
Well, what are opponents saying about this? I would think the environmental community would have something to say.
The environmental community has been very concerned, obviously, about any impact, either intended or not, that this legislation might have on efforts to curb littering and pollution. A lot of the coastal county cities and governments in the last week came out against this legislation as well, specifically where plastic bags end up as pollution in the ocean and other waterways as well. So it's a very divisive issue.
Finally, budgets are so often points of contention, but not with this year's general fund budget, at least. It's through the House and includes additional money for the state's beleaguered prison system. And Don, what does this money go toward?
It's a $2.1 billion general fund budget. It passed unanimously in the House this week. That's rather unusual in itself, and it passed rather early in the session. That's also rather unusual. It was an easier budget to pass than most budgets are. The general fund did actually have a little extra revenue in it this year, thanks to growing revenue streams in the general fund. Most state agencies that fall under the general fund did see an increase under this budget, most notably the Department of Corrections, which got about a $41 million increase.
That increase to the Department of Corrections budget comes after the Justice Department issued a scathing report about violence in Alabama prisons. The federal government gave the state 49 days to come up with a plan to address those issues or possibly face a lawsuit. How much did that report weigh on lawmakers as they considered funding for the prisons?
It's obviously weighing pretty heavily. Budget Chairman Steve Klaus was asked recently, does that report at all raised the possibility that the budget that the House passed this week might have to be revisited. He said he didn't think so, but there were other elements that would come into play later, specifically a prison construction plan, which the governor is working on, which many believe will be the result of a private lease agreement.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal and Alabama Public Television. You could hear from Don most Fridays on WBHM. Don, good to talk with you.
Andrew, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.